Dearly beloved, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in Jesus' name. The Lord did declare that if we call on his name, that he will hear from heaven, heal the land. Prerequisite that he had is that we turn from our ways and that we do seek his face and we do turn from our ways. And God is true to his word that he will heal the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now, God, for a brief moment, pour out ourselves that you may fill us again, that we may speak a word that gives power, hope to your people. God, I pray now that you will bless me for these few moments, not that Michael will be heard, but that you, Lord, will be heard. We trust you. We thank you, God, as we ask you to heal our land. Take care of this plague and this disease. Forgive us for our sins and have mercy on our souls. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. It is really trying time right now. During the midst of the coronavirus and COVID-19, there are so many who have their own opinion. So many preachers who say they know what the Lord is doing. And I must tell you today, I do not know what the Lord is doing. For the Lord's ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. But one thing I came by to tell you today is that the Lord is still in control. But I do know that we are doing what we want to do, and it's time to stop. I come now to ask those who are in charge, if you will listen to those who are in the medical field. They are telling you that they have studied and they are experts, and yet they don't even know what's going on. They will tell you that the politicians, we're trying to make decisions. Some don't even know what's going on. Yes, there are some who are trying to profit from what's going on today, and those who would make you think that they have the answer to the problem. But for you and I who are Christians today, we must yield to the Spirit of the living and true God. The Bible declares in the book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 9, the words of the Lord reads this way. Hear this, I pray you, you heads of the house of Jacob, and the princes of the house of Israel, that abhor, or in other words, those who hate judgment and pervert equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. I just want to talk to you from a small subject this morning. Repent and turn from your ways. Repent and turn from your ways. Everybody today, when they listen to CNN, MSNBC, your local news, everyone understands that this is a global pandemic, that this disease is not just facing people from Alamance County, the local area, not only in the state of North Carolina, not only in the United States of America, but all over the world, the map reads red. That's telling me that it's time to turn from our ways and turn back to the Lord. The Bible declares that the word of the Lord will stand forever. The Bible says that the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. But people will not listen to the word of the Lord today. For they will call on the name of the Lord, but they will not listen to the word of the Lord. What am I saying to you, beloved? I'm saying to you today that people will call on God, or they will call on their God. They will call on Jesus. They will call on many other names. But the Bible declares in Psalm 138 that the Lord has lifted his word above his name. John chapter 15 says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you want, and the Lord declared that he would do it for you. So I'm telling us today that it's time to stop playing. Many churches who would meet today,
The Bible says there came a time in the Old Testament prophet where God did not want to hear the songs of the people. God did not want to hear the words of the preachers because they were building their own kingdom. So is the church silent today? No, God's word is still going forth. But what is silent is our singing and our praise inside the sanctuary, because we need to stop talking about the love of God inside the church and get outside the church and to show people love. Now people are hurting. Now people are hungry. Now people are wanting. But if you would think back before all of this happened, people were already hurting. People were already hungry. People already needed the word of the Lord. So it was already a pandemic. And the pandemic was not the coronavirus. The pandemic was sin. And God hates sin. So you must repent and turn from your ways. Let's go to the book of Micah, and talk about what Micah was talking about. Micah was a prophet, one who loved good, and Micah hated evil. Micah prophesied from 735 B.C. to 700 B.C. This prophet Micah claimed to a people who were in chapter 5. They had everything that they needed. The politicians and the rich were on top of the world, and the poor was oppressed. But yet they thought that they could call on God's name. God let them know that your voice was far from me, and your ways are far from me. And in the New Testament church, that's the way it is. Our lips call on the name of the Lord, but our hearts are far from God. If it was not so, we wouldn't treat each other the way we treat each other. We wouldn't act the way that we act. And God can only operate through love. That is the key to the family. That is the key to the church. That is the key to the world. Experts, I told you, are baffled about what's going on. I told you that politicians are scrambling now, trying to decide. As a matter of fact, now all countries are trying to throw their God, or better yet, our God, at the problem. They're talking about stimulus packages, and they're talking about money. But if you will not do the social distancing, if you will not wash your hands, if you will not do the thing that the expert has told you not to do, and yet you decide to walk out and do what you want to do, well, if you die, then money will not do you any good. If you are sick, then those things that you want to be able to do, you will not be able to do it. So before I go into the text, I want to ask you to do this thing. I want to ask you to be careful about your distance among people, because the coronavirus or COVID-19 is just like sin. It has to jump on a body and a host. And you may not know you are infected, but you will infect someone else. That leads me to the point of self-righteousness. We really don't care about other people today. I just told you that love has grown cold, because people have decided that I will go out, I will do what I want to do, and no matter what happens, I will get the resources that I need. But God is trying to show us that he is God, and besides him, there is no other. I don't stand here trying to tell you that I know what God is going to do, because I do not know what God is going to do. But one thing I do know is that the word of God is true, and God will do just what he said he will do. In this text, Brother Michael got straight to the point. Michael said, "Hear this, I pray ye, ye heads of Jacob." The heads of Jacob were the children of God who were called by God. In the New Testament, that's us, the saints of God, who need to pray and hear from God. And then Micah says, you call on the Lord, amen. He says, you hate judgment and you pervert equity. In other words, the people of God, not the world, the people of God have turned from God. And we don't love justice. We don't love equity. We want to be on top. And we will oppress who we want to oppress, which is not the ways of the Lord. The Lord is the one who will come and heal you of your diseases. The Lord is the one who will provide for you. The Lord is the one who will keep you. Micah says what's going on here in his day was that the leaders of the house of God refused to hear the voice of God. Then he says in verse 10, they built up Zion. Zion today is us, the church. It says they built it up with blood and in Jerusalem with iniquity. How many of us have been building up churches in our own name and not in the name of him, Jesus? How many of us have refused to show the love of God that people in the world can see the love of God in us to know that we are the children of God? So I'm telling you now, it says in verse 11, let's get to the crux of it. The heads thereof judge for reward. Y'all see that? And the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets divine for money. What is that saying? That's saying that the politicians that we elect are supposed to be there for the people and by the people. But most will only do whatever their constituents say who have the most money, because they only do it for hire. What makes me sad, it says that the prophets divine for money. How many people today only talk or will teach or preach or come only when money is on the line? I tell you today before I sign off that God will provide. I tell you today that if we listen and if we love, God will provide. I'm telling you today that I know that my God will do anything but fail. I'm telling you today that Brother Amos said in his prophecy, Amos 8 and 11, it said that there was going to be a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, not a famine of water in our time, not a famine of toilet paper or Lysol, but there's going to be a famine to the word of the Lord. Y'all say, well, what you saying, preacher? I'm saying that preachers, we study, we pray, we get up to give you the word. However you all come to church, however y'all come to church and won't do what the word of God says, and God is saying, time out. It's time to repent of your sins and be baptized. You say, well, preacher, that's an old message. No, it's not. John the Baptist, that was his message to the those who he preached to. Repent and be baptized. Jesus came on the scene and said, the kingdom of God is with you. Repent and be baptized. Paul said, repent and be baptized. Preachers today worth their salt are saying, repent and be baptized. And I'm telling us today that the reason that the world is in the shape that it's in is that we need to turn from our wicked ways and turn to God. I hear you say, well, preacher, that God's mercy is everlasting and it endures forever. I agree with you because the word of God says that. And you also saying that God's grace is sufficient. I agree with you 100% that God's grace is sufficient. But the question I got to ask you is, will there come a time when you keep playing church and you go over the line of grace where God is no longer in your service, where God is no longer in your preaching, where God is no longer in your singing? I tell you yes, because there came a time when the children of God were singing to God and God said, I don't want your sacrifice. I don't want to hear your song. In other words, until you turn your heart, rend your heart back to me, then I will not hear. What does that word repent mean? That word repent means to turn from your ways. I hear everybody, eyes are closed, I hear everybody. They're quoting, everybody's a preacher today. Everybody know the word of the Lord today. Everybody's a prophet today. Everybody is saved today. I hear people amongst this play, they're saying, they quote the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their ways, then will I hear from heaven. But what I find ironic is they never say the last part, to turn from your ways and hear from heaven, because God is not going to hear until you turn from your ways. What am I saying? I'm saying that scripture is to the people of God, those who act like God, those who talk by God, those who are saved by God, those who are clean by God, those who are filled by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what that promise is for, not for you to pick it up and quote it just because it's in the Bible and you don't believe the Bible and you don't live the Bible. The Bible will not operate for you. So what am I saying? If my people, you know whether you belong to him or not, who are called by my name, him Jesus, turn from your ways. It's time to turn. Because I asked you the question before I quoted that scripture. Can you go too far with God's grace? Yes. Romans chapter 1 tells me that people took God and brought God down on their level. They took God and God's word and changed it and twisted it. They took God's word and done what they wanted to do. Ate God's word and wiped their mouth and belched and act like they didn't even hear God's word. God said in Romans chapter 1, he says at the end of the chapter, he says, you did not hear me. And the Bible says God gave them up. Verse 26, God gave them up. 27, God gave them up. Verse 28, God gave them up. That means that you can go too far with God. That you, if you change God's word, if you don't listen to God's word, you will receive you're not the rewards of God's word, but you will receive the wrath of God's word. That's why God put me, I believe, on a gag order. Because I wanted to come out and talk to people. I miss my church. I miss Archer's Grove. I miss the people. I miss the other preachers that I spend time with out touching and agreeing and praying and holding hands. I miss all of that. But I must listen to God when he says, step back and let me do my work. And I'm telling you all in this time, stop manufacturing worship. Stop trying to have a relevant word and just go ahead on and obey the word of God. Search your own heart during this time in your house and turn from your ways while you're doing it. Love your family. Take time to spend time with your children. I want to tell you that you already know that, the home that you are paying for. Enjoy your home. Nothing has changed out here in the streets. It's still going to be the same. And believe this, that the church, it has always been the church, and the church will always be the church. Whether we're in the church or not, we still assemble together as the children of God, whether we're on Zoom, whether we're online. God still has the power. His name has power, and his word has power. And children of God, as I leave you, never forget during this time to continue to have a prayer life. Stop looking at everything through economics and money and begin to pour yourself out to God. Allow God to build your home. Allow God to build your career. Allow God to build your children. Allow God to build your church. Except the Lord build a house, they that build it labor in vain. I'm done. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I want to say to the preachers, be encouraged. Praying for those on our prayer list, praying for the sick and the shut in, praying for those who may be social distance. Don't even worry about it, because even the lepers had to keep a distance. Even the woman with the issue of blood had to keep her distance. But yet there came a time when she pressed her way to Jesus. And I want to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, hold on to your faith. God is well able to keep you. I want to say to those of you, members of Archer's Grove, you can go to archersgroveucc.com and you can watch this message. You can take the donate button and you can give, because as the church, we still need to be able to reach out to people and help people and feed people and provide for people. There are people who are going to be out of work, people that are going to need not only our assistance, but they're going to need assistance from other resources and other churches, and we need to pour ourselves out for that. Church, I pray today that you will be encouraged. And I pray that God is your source. I pray that God is your strength. I pray that God will heal, deliver, and set free. I pray now for this time that we've had together. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.